Hello there, I'm Rich Coase. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the big, scary news. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, it's Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 173. And we're starting off with some news on our 10,400th like on Facebook. The Big Scary Show would like to recognize Rowdy Wright of Russellville, Arkansas, for being our 10,400th like on Facebook. Thank you, Rowdy. Please continue to listen and tell your friends and family. Remember, for every 100th like, we will give you a shout-out. So thanks again to Rowdy Wright of Russellville, Arkansas. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, and Instagram at Big Scary Show. We have this update from the Don't Be a Monster charity auction happening at Transworld. Don't Be a Monster is excited to announce our 6th annual charity auction at Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show in St. Louis. If this is your first time attending Transworld, our event is a must for those looking for a great deal while supporting a fantastic cause. Each year, over 100 vendors donate products, services, and gift cards, including the Big Scary Show, for you to bid on. It's a win-win. You get a great deal, and we get much-needed funding for our national anti-bullying assemblies. If you'd like to donate a product to our auction, you can do so off our website. All donations are tax deductible. Don't Be a Monster is a national nonprofit that works with haunted attractions throughout the United States to put on free anti-bullying programs for students in grades 4 through 10. The auction begins for VIP attendees beginning Friday the 13th at 12 p.m. and the auction begins for the trade show attendees Thursday the 19th at 10 a.m. Central Time. The auction ends Saturday, March 21st at 4:30 p.m. Central Time, and thank you for supporting Don't Be a Monster. Get more information at don'tbeamonster.org. And as an aside, The Big Scary Show has donated one actor training workshop taught by me to the auction. So bid early and often. We have this news from the Fright Guys Haunted Attraction in Scottsboro, Alabama. Join us March 20th through the 22nd and the 27th through the 29th from 7 to 11 p.m. for our Harvest Hollywood Haunt, our once-a-year event where the Harvest pays tribute to our favorite horror icons. Follow our Facebook page for updates on other upcoming events. We're open year-round with new events every month. Keep up with those updates at facebook.com/PG/TheFrightGuys. We have a little hiring news, this time from Mortem Manor in Kissimmee, Florida. Now's your chance to join the only year-round haunted house crew at Mortem Manor in Old Town, Kissimmee. We're now seeking actors to join our scare crew. You must be over 18. No previous acting experience is required, but preferred. This is a paid position, and we're currently seeking those with nightly availability from Wednesday through Sunday. These positions will fill fast, so apply today. Get more information about those applications at facebook.com/Mortem Manor. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor James Duval to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Las Vegas, happening March 20th through the 22nd at the Plaza Hotel and Casino. James Duval is an American actor known for his roles in the Greg Araki trilogy, Totally Fucked Up, The Doom Generation, and Nowhere, in addition to Frank the Bunny in Donnie Darko, Blank in May, Miguel in Independence Day, and Sing in the movie Go. Tickets for Days of the Dead Las Vegas can be purchased at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse in Perrysville, Ohio. Originally built in 1924, this haunted schoolhouse is filled with fright across three entire floors. With each step into darker and deeper terrors, the suspense will continue to rise. Get ready to receive lessons in fear from Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse. On Saturday, March 28th from 7 to 10, Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse presents Send in the Clowns, a one-night-only event located at 155 West 3rd Street, Route 39 in Perrysville, Ohio. This is your chance to overcome your fear of clowns, or is it? Get more information at facebook.com/lessonsinfear. We have an update from Haunticon Paranormal Convention in Omaha, Nebraska. Haunticon Omaha is a convention consisting of all things paranormal. We will have over 50 vendors, special guests you may recognize from mainstream paranormal TV, real haunted locations from around the country, keynote speakers on various topics, and so much more. Similar to a Comic-Con, but centered around ghosts, cryptids, aliens, and all things bizarre. Our 2020 event will be held at SoCal Auditorium and Underground in Omaha on April 4th. Tickets are now available at HaunticonOmaha.com. Have a little more paranormal news, this time from the Texas Scaregrounds Nazareth Hospital in Mineral Springs, Texas. Join Potter Paranormal as we investigate the original surgical floor of the old Nazareth Hospital in Mineral Wells, Texas, for the first time ever. This exclusive event will also include a tour of the sanitarium and Ghost Hunting 101 class, happening Saturday, March 28th from 8 to 11 p.m. At this event, paranormal investigators will be teaching a beginner's class on the paranormal and basic investigation. Guests will participate in actual investigations of the basement of the surgical floor of the Nazareth Hospital and the basement which was originally used as a sanitarium and later the ER, as well as the first floor and exterior of the crematorium. Paranormal equipment is provided, or bring your own. This location is very active. Yes, you can bring your cameras and your own equipment. Beverages and light snacks will be served. Tickets are $35 at the door. Get $5 off if you purchase them online at TexasScaregrounds.com. We have this news from the Myers House in Hillsboro, North Carolina. I'm excited to finally announce Spook House Theater. This has been a long time in the making and a dream come true for me. I've always wanted my own outdoor theater, and I can't wait to share it with everyone. I'll be doing monthly screenings beginning in April. The grand opening is on Saturday, April 4th. Come enjoy a unique throwback movie watching experience with fellow horror fans at a place where Halloween never ends. Each night will be a double feature with a specific theme. 90s horror, 80s slasher flicks, sci-fi double features, etc. Movie titles will only be revealed when we hit play. Keeping with the spirit of a traditional drive-in theater, Spook House Theater's audio is transmitted via FM radio, and admission is by donation only, with a suggested donation of $10 a person. Exceptions include the Spook House Theater annual summer campout and the Myers House NC annual Halloween bash in October. So bring a chair or a blanket and FM radio and get ready to watch spooky movies under the stars. Just beware of the boogeyman. All Spookhouse Theater information can be found at MyersHouseNC.com/Spookhouse Theater. We have this news from Reaper's Realm Haunted House in China Grove, North Carolina. St. Patrick's Day weekend is about to be filled with adrenaline, fear, and fun with the Reaper's Realm St. Paddy's Day event. Save the dates March 13th and 14th. Bring your luck. You're going to need it. Not only is the haunt open, but we'll have axe throwing, a local brewery on site, and our soon-to-be-famous Demolition Derby. Get more information at ReapersRealmNC.com. We have this news from the Kemp Ford House in Franklin County, Virginia. Hey, all. I know it's been a little quiet around here, but no worries. We have so much going on and working so hard to make this happen. We don't want to post too much without getting everything settled. It's so much more than just finding a location. We have such wonderful news to share, and I can't wait. We've been very busy making building props, masks, developing the stories and characters, and so much more. And if you know anyone that would like to volunteer during the season or with the build, please let us know, and we will contact you. Stay scared, Virginia. Get more information and inquire about those positions at facebook.com/Kemp Ford House. We have this news from Haunted Overload in Lee, New Hampshire. If you have a passion for Halloween, makeup, costumes, or acting, now is your chance to participate in the award-winning Halloween extravaganza that is Haunted Overload. Stretch your scaring muscles and join our creepy crew at one of the most unique haunted attractions in the country. The Pope Memorial Humane Society, in partnership with Haunted Overload, presents the Howl for Animals program. Participants of the program get to enjoy the thrill of scaring other patrons in our giant haunted playground while helping raise money for the animals. Haunted Overload donates 10% of gross proceeds to the PMHS. All participants are subject to a background screening and must sign a waiver of liability. If this interests you, contact them at Howl@hauntedoverload.com. Get more information at facebook.com/hauntedoverload. And finally, we have this international news from the Scare event in Almere Haven in the Netherlands. Announcing Scare event, the first Scare and Halloween conference in the Netherlands. It will be on Saturday, May 2nd from 6:30 till 11 p.m. at the Scare Me Haunted Attraction in Almere Haven, just 30 minutes from Amsterdam. Featuring two seminars, exhibitors, panel discussions, and the Dutch Scare Awards. Guests will also be able to visit the haunted attraction. You can get more information at scareevent.nl. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid.
For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live here in Atlanta, GA, at Days of the Dead. We are talking to all the cool kids. And last year in Long Beach, California, Midsummer Scream, I saw this guy. We've known him for many, many years. Tom Devlin. You may have heard the name. He was the first season of Face Off. Lots of cool stuff going on. He's got the Tom Devlin Monster Museum just outside of Las Vegas. Had the opportunity to go through that. Very, very cool. Go if you have the opportunity. But Tom is here. He's doing a little work for some of the celebrities here and promoting some cool stuff. Tom Devlin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
And it's great to see you here on the East Coast. We got, you know, gloppy, snowy, rainy, icy conditions here in Atlanta. A little bit different from the deserts out there, but, you know, what can you do?
I haven't left the hotel, so I don't even know.
Good. You don't want to get out on the roads. People in Atlanta can't drive in the snow. And anyway, we won't talk about that, but you are here because Warrington Gillette needed some makeup done, so you're out here doing that for a photo op. But what is this? Because you said you were out here to promote something. What is Tom Devlin's Monster Museum Network?
So the Monster Museum Network is a channel that we are launching. It is live and active on YouTube at the moment, but we're building content there for a Roku channel. Currently, we have a podcast of our own called Midnight at the Monster Museum, which is on Spotify, iTunes.
Do you film it at midnight at the Monster Museum?
We do.
Oh, that's
and
so
it's awesome.
Is it live?
It's not live. And we actually post it on Wednesdays or Mondays or something, not at midnight. But anyhow, Midnight at the Monster Museum, we're about to enter our second season of it. We do a weekly news show called Monster Museum News, and that's weekly. It's dropped on Mondays. And then we also have some horror host shows we're doing, Trailers from the Crypt and Dead Time Cinema. So on top of all of that, we are taking submissions to release people's feature films that may be currently unreleased or not found distribution. If it's something that you guys are trying to get out there, if you made something, if it's a short film, a feature film, anything to do with horror or monsters, or even if it's like Power Ranger type stuff with monsters, anything with monsters we will put out there. Or horror related.
So if I was an independent filmmaker and I've made a couple of zombie films or I made a couple of slasher films and they never really went anywhere, I could send them to you and there's a good chance they could be on this network?
Sure. And what we're trying to do, everything we do is very DIY, much like the Monster Museum itself and just about every career path I've ever taken. But with the Monster Museum Network, it's kind of like our grassroots punk rock Shudder. So if you have a film that hasn't been released, or you did the convention circuit with it, you've been to the shows over and over, the people that are going to buy it have already bought it, by all means, we will host it. We may use your film for horror hosting. We may use it just by itself. And we go convention to convention, state to state, promoting. So it gets you exposure. And if you happen to find distribution or want to take it back at some point, there's no strings attached. This is, by all means, we're trying to help push the independent, but we're not trying to take from the independent filmmaker.
Absolutely. So all you independent filmmakers out there, if you've got something, we'll get information on how to send that in a moment. But you've done a lot of movie work. You've done Puppet Master. You've done many, many other things. When people come to shows like this and see you here, are they more talking about Face Off? Are they talking about this movie? Are they talking about that movie? Or what are people mostly recognizing your work from?
So the crazy thing is I do a lot of these shows with the celebrities as a makeup artist. So I travel with Warrington Gillette. I'm doing his Jason 2 makeups. And then I'll be at Monster Mania in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, doing Kane Hodder's Uber Jason costume and makeup. And the thing is because I'm there, they give me a table space. That's part of my deal. And with that table space, I promote stuff. But I do put out pictures from Face Off, and I talk about Puppet Master. I bring some props sometimes, or I sell masks. And it's really funny because I'm in the vendor room. I'm not at a signing room or anything. So the people, you know how the customers, they don't want to look at tables because they feel roped in, like they're going to have to buy. So when somebody does catch me out of the corner of the eye and be like, "You were the dude that did..." I had this happen yesterday. He said, "You were the effects guy from Poultry Guys, the trauma film." And I'm like, yeah, I was. And they're like, "Oh, my God. oh, can we take a picture of this or that?
You're from Evil Bong.
Yeah. I just had a group. We shot Evil Bong 7 at the Monster Museum.
7?
Yeah, it was shot. God, they hide out at the Monster Museum. They go to Las Vegas. It's called Evil Bong 777. And so a group came over, recognized the Monster Museum, and were like, that's from Evil Bong 777. You're Tom. You know, it was so. It is always kind of a like, wait, what are you doing in Georgia kind of thing, you know?
Sure.
And for me, I love that part because I'm not out here trying to be a celebrity. I'm just trying to peddle my wares and push my nonsense like the Monster Museum Network.
And getting people to come to your museum and checking all this stuff. Sure, you're just trying to.
I even sold, here in Atlanta, Georgia, I sold 2 tickets to the Monster Museum in Las Vegas because I sell a discounted ticket at the shows. And, you know, somebody always ends up in Las Vegas.
They have planes that go directly from Atlanta to Vegas.
Yeah.
18, 20 times a day, I'm sure. So
every city.
No problem.
Yeah, so it is cool to be able to hitch my wagon to these celebrities.
Sure.
They take me to the show, and then I get them, for the majority of the time, I get to promote. I do a work for like 2 hours, you know.
And you get a table, so that's kind of cool. And you get to see all these cool people walk around in costume.
And, man, you really do. There is so many hardcore fans that go show to show. I've seen so many people I saw at Spooky Empire in Tampa. I see people that I met at Trans World years ago. I've run into everybody, and it's like a little reunion.
How cool is it that when you see a cosplayer doing something that you've worked on, like somebody walking around in a Puppet Master type outfit or something like that?
It just happened 5 seconds ago. There's a Killer Clowns from Outer Space shorty walking around. I sculpted that shorty mask for Trick or Treat Studios about 6 years ago. And it's one of my favorite sculpts I've ever done. And to see some dude who put a lot of time into the costume. And he's altered the mask with the eyes and the teeth, and he loves that character. But I made the mask. It lights me up, man. It's so cool.
Do people realize it's you that have made it, or have you gone up to somebody and said, I made that mask?
I just did that. I just told him, hey, I sculpted that, man. Can I get a picture? I don't know if it registered with them what I was talking about, you know. And I do have those Killer Clowns in my museum.
I bought this online.
Those Killer Clowns, the masters, the originals of them, are in the museum. And so it's just so cool to see. Yeah, I don't know if he knew what I was talking about when I said I made it. One time I saw a lady in a Home Depot, and she had blade tattooed on her arm from Puppet Master Axis Rising. And he had the cross blade and hook. And I made that blade. That's my blade that she had tattooed on her. And I walked up to her, I was like, hey, I created that blade that's on your arm, and she just gave me
she
the
was like,
dirtiest
mace.
She gave me the dirtiest
get away from me.
Look.
Police!
We were on Decatur in Las Vegas. She gave me the dirtiest look, spun around, and hauled ass. And I was like, "No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I made that guy." But yeah, it's kind of weird.
The things you do that happen in Vegas.
Yeah.
And that one didn't stay in Vegas. Interesting. But let's talk about your museum a little bit. I got a chance to see it, Midsummer Scream. Got a chance to go to your museum when I was out there. I took my daughter out, and we had a great time. We spent about an hour in there, all read every word of every prop that every
That's
had,
awesome.
Every description, loved it. Started with the classics, moved all the way through more modern times. But before we started here, you said you've been doing a lot of renovations, a lot of expansions. So if I walked in today, it would be probably completely different than what I saw last year.
It would be. So I don't remember the date of Midsummer Scream.
It was in August.
Okay, so July 6th, we added all the silent stuff, and you went through the wood doors. That was all new then. Now we're working on the back of the building where so now in the glass cases on the along one wall, everything in those glass cases is personal work from my own career as far as movies, because it's much easier to explain. I get people confused, like, oh, you made Chucky? And I'm like, I made that Chucky, but I didn't work on Child's Play. But so now everything behind the glass wall is from my career, my movies, my puppets, Killjoy, the Poultrygeist. Everything is my work. And then we've changed up the They Live photo op. It's really cool.
Nice.
You can put the glasses on. You can hang out with the aliens.
Does anything happen when you put the glasses on?
No. But it makes for a great photo.
You're killing me.
And we've moved Toxie, the Toxic Avenger. We're adding some really cool stuff in we call it Slasher Row, back where the Michael Myers house is and stuff. So we have changed it a lot, and we're continuing. We work in the evenings to just make it more. And then actually in the storefront, we added a whole haunted house facade. So it is really, it's pretty cool.
Oh, very nice. And, you know, the gift shop there was cool. There was some really cool, interesting stuff. And, you know, folks, if you're going around and hanging out in Vegas for a couple of days, take a quick drive 20 minutes outside of downtown and the strip and everything. Go find Tom Devlin's Monster Museum.
If you don't have a car, we'll pick you up in our custom hearse from your hotel.
Really?
Yeah, we do that as well.
Oh.
And you can book that on our website, which is just TomDevlinsMonsterMuseum.com.
I was going to say, for people wanting more information on the Monster Museum, obviously the Monster Museum Network. If you're an independent filmmaker and you want to submit something to this, which will be a Roku channel, streaming service and all that, where can people get more information with websites, social medias, all things Tom Devlin and Tom Devlin's Monster Museum and Network?
You're going to want to go on TomDevlinsMonsterMuseum.com and sign up on our mailing list. If you have a direct question, you can contact us through the site. Just hit the contact us button and we'll get the email.
Fantastic. Tom Devlin, always a pleasure to see you, my friend. Great to have you down here in Atlanta, GA. Welcome to the cold and rainy south, I guess I should say, as opposed to the hot and dry deserts. Yeah. But anyway, check out TomDevlinsMonsterMuseum.com. All the cool stuff he's got there. If you're out in Vegas, if you're a filmmaker wanting to submit something, see all his work. Maybe you'll catch him at a convention near you. In fact, let me ask that question. Are there any shows or any celebrities that you'll be working with? You mentioned Cherry Hill, New Jersey, the New Jersey.
Monster Mania with Kane Hodder for Uber Jason and Cherry Hill. And then I believe Texas Frightmare as well. We'll be at Las Vegas Days of the Dead coming up here real soon. Haunt X in Pomona next weekend, I think, or sometime around then. We have Spooky Empire Orlando's on the list. So, yeah.
That's the spring show?
It'll be in May 7th or something.
Somewhere in that area.
The schedule is booked. We are every weekend. We're somewhere else. And then in between at the Monster Museum, we are holding a signing for Judith O'Day from Night of the Living Dead.
Nice.
Barbara, she'll be there on February 15th. And so if you're in Vegas, come out and meet Barbara.
Excellent. Again, Tom, pleasure to have you here on The Big Scary Show. My name is Drew Badger. And we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.